AM 850 WEEI Boston, the home of Rome, Boston College Sports, and You Better You Bet. AM 850 WEEI, always live on the free Odyssey app.
The day shuts down. The games light up. This is BetMGM Tonight with Brad Evans and Pat Boyle on Westwood One Sports.
Hey-o! Welcome on in to a Monday night edition of BetMGM here on Westwood One Sports. Here's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. And we are brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. We're with you every Monday through Friday from 6 to 11 p.m. Eastern. And you can watch the show live on YouTube. Just search BetMGM Tonight and hit that subscribe button. You can watch the show live on Twitter at BetMGM Tonight. And you can listen to the show on the Westwood One Sports app, the Odyssey app, Sirius XM, Channel 375, and hundreds of local affiliates throughout North America. Our talk and text line is 310-840-4910. You can call. You can simply just text your thoughts on the show, any of the topics that we dive into, 310-840-4910. We got a bunch of NBA playoffs to get to, a ton of playoff hockey to get to. We're going to talk to Frank Saravalli coming up in an hour from now, 7 p.m. Eastern, one of the premier NHL insiders for the last decade plus. At 9 p.m. Eastern, we're going to talk to Mike DeFabo, who covers the Pittsburgh Steelers for The Athletic. Because, Brad, as we start this Monday, and I don't know how it is in Champaign, Illinois, or in the Midwest, in Chicago, where Combs and Monty are, but I know that here in the city of brotherly love and in the Northeast, New Jersey, New York City area, it was a scorching hot 93 degrees today with a real feel of 105. It felt like summer. I got the summer itch. We got Memorial Day weekend just a couple of days away, and Aaron Rodgers is now officially a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers, something we all knew was coming. We all thought was coming. But it became official this morning. He was in the facility at 7 a.m. Eastern, left for about 45 minutes, came back. We get the news. It's official. Aaron Rodgers, one-year deal worth up to $25 million. And so we all got the Steelers got their guy. We knew they had their guy. And he was out there on the field for the first day of OTAs. And now it's official. We can start officially talking about how good or how bad the Pittsburgh Steelers will be this year. And I know you and I already have a little bit of a side wager between the two of us who will have the better season, Aaron Rodgers or Jacoby Brissett. I still think the Steelers are a playoff team. I think they're a 10-win team this year with Aaron Rodgers. And yes, I understand he's going to be 43 years old. I still think he has enough in the tank based off what he did last year. And I like what the Pittsburgh Steelers did in this offseason, most notably getting Michael Pittman to add to this squad. I think their offensive line is better. Their defense, it's going to have some ups. It's going to have some downs. But Rodgers is in the building. A lot of people like to hate on Aaron Rodgers because of how long this freaking took. But when you put the man on the field, he could still play ball at a pretty damn high level. And so I think the entire city of Pittsburgh, as much as they'll bitch and moan about it, oh, we got to do another year of Aaron Rodgers. Why can't we just try Will Howard or Drew Aller? This is a 10-win team if Rodgers stays healthy, and I think today marks the beginning of what should be another postseason-filled 2026 season for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I concur with that perspective. I think this team is built to win anywhere between 8 to 10 games when it's all said and done. I think it's going to be a highly competitive division. All the upgrades the Cincinnati Bengals have made, for example, really kind of sticks out. I think Cleveland will be somewhat improved. Of course, the biggest wild card is how well Deshaun Watson's going to play, but they have added to the arsenal and the weaponry surrounding him, a pretty healthy offensive environment under Todd Monken, but we have no idea what version of Watson we're going to see. And then, you know, of course, the Baltimore Ravens are going to be a contender for sure with some of the improvements they have made across the board. And of course, the brilliance of one Lamar Jackson. Now, to qualify for the people that may have not tuned in, you know, Pat already mentioned it, the bet, the side wager that we have on Aaron Rodgers and Jacoby Brissett. That's all contingent on, was it like 15 games at least played? And it's statistical output. It ain't team output, folks, because Arizona's going to be garbage, just hot garbage, to say the least, this year. They're going to be ultimately trash, ultra stinky, no question about it. And that's a part of the reason why I love Jacoby Brissett, because he's going to be playing for Hunt from behind almost in every single game this season. And he's got a bunch of loaded options around him, and Michael Wilson and Marvin Harrison Jr. and Jeremiah Love, your guy, that's going to catch at least 60 balls. And, oh, yeah, and arguably the best tight end in the NFL in the McBride-Zilla, Trey McBride. But getting back to Rodgers, yeah, he's venerable. He's added some more gray to that beard. He's been on those ayahuasca journeys this offseason somewhere in the Amazon, probably wrestling with some giant snakes, some anacondas in the muddy waters in that part of the world, to get his mind right, to get his body in shape, so go out there and sling the pill. But I think he'll be more of a game manager this year. You know, they do have the 1-2 punch to the ground of Jaylen Warren and Rico Arena Dowdle as well, one of the better offseason acquisitions in terms of bolstering NFL backfield across the league. Michael Pittman, who was his first target in OTAs today, by the way, I think is somebody that has a ton of upside. He's got some 80 catch appeal as long as he can stay healthy. DK Metcalf, as much a roller coaster ride as he is, we'll have to see what he can bring to the table. Obviously not being WR1, and maybe Pittman really sliding into that 1A role with Metcalf being 1B. We're going to alleviate some of the pressure. And they got Bernard, the rookie too. Could be a Debo Samuel type, kind of a jack of all trades operating and doing some of that dirty work underneath. And he got Freiermuth and Darnell Washington when he comes back from injury as well. Yeah, I think this team is built to win. Are they going to be ultimately the pace setters in the AFC North? I'm a betting man. I wouldn't lay a wager on that. I think you disagree with me on that front. And one other key factor I'm going to throw out there, again, the fantasy football mind always churning for your boy. Looking at Mike Clay's projections in terms of strength of schedule, the Pittsburgh Steelers had the 7th hardest projected strength of schedule for fantasy quarterbacks. I think the ceiling for Aaron Rodgers is like 21 passing touchdowns, and that's it. I think he's going to be good for around maybe 36 or so, 100 yards through the air, but it's going to be a lot of handoffs, a lot of dump-offs as well in this offense. And again, the defense, as I mentioned, I still feel is going to be a top-5 unit. We've had some callers that have dialed into the show, 310-840-4910, who express differently from yours truly. But, yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh's going to be in their contention. I would just pump the brakes on Aaron Rodgers turning back the clock and having a monster year. He's just a game manager at this point in his career.
Yeah, I mean, look, to a certain extent, I agree. And like Brad said, 310-840-4910, your expectations for Aaron Rodgers' numbers, your expectations for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, passer rating last year, 14th in the NFL. He was in front of Justin Herbert. He was in front of C.J. Stroud. He was in front of my guy Jackson Dart. He was in front of Trevor Lawrence, Baker Mayfield, Caleb Williams, Patrick Mahomes. If you look at the quarterback rating, though, he was 23rd out of 28. And I know there's some folks that like to, you know, Brad, you're a numbers nerd. There's some folks that like to go even further. Oh, Aaron Rodgers was downright terrible. He's a dink and dunker. He can only throw the ball 2 or 3 yards down the field. Okay, yes, a lot of the offense did turn into that last year. But also, as there are many better quarterbacks, even at the age of freaking 42, going on 43, that can get the ball out quick and that are as accurate as as Aaron Rodgers. I said his name by accident there because I was about to go there. Was Tom Brady in the pocket for 8-9 seconds, avoiding sacks and launching the ball down the field in his final years in Tampa Bay? No. Did he win a Super Bowl? Yes, he did. So I'm sick of all the people. Wow, can't wait to watch another season of Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball 2 yards past the line of scrimmage. First of all, I expect this offense to be a little bit better. Do we not remember who the offensive coordinator was last year? Arthur Smith, who I said for years, Brad, and you've probably heard me say it 7 or 8 times, my 9-year-old nephew with a box of crayons could draw better plays than Arthur Smith. And I started that joke when my nephew was 6. He's now 9. He really probably could create a whole better offensive game plan than Arthur Smith. So, Mike McCarthy, another guy that people like to be doomer and gloomers on and hate on. Oh, what have you done for me lately? Well, who gets all the success for the Dallas Cowboys when that offense was cooking? Is it just on Dak Prescott? Is it all the weapons around him? Or is it Mike McCarthy, who's proven to be a pretty damn good play caller in the regular season? Maybe not so much in the playoffs. In the regular season, though, you cannot take that away from him. Look at his offenses over the last several years when he was with Dallas, when he was with Green Bay. Oh, that's when Rodgers was in his prime. There's always an excuse for people that want to hate on Aaron Rodgers. So he's got a better play caller. They've got better weapons. Adding Michael Pittman gives this offense a bit more of a downfield threat and more threat of yards after the catch. And let's not forget how banged up this team was last year. I think Darnell Washington could be a big weapon this year, and he was a big weapon, and then all of a sudden he broke away. He broke his forearm or he broke his wrist, and that kind of stunted the last couple of weeks for him. You know, he didn't play. He got hurt against the Browns. He didn't play week 18. He didn't play the playoff game against Houston. Was that going to make a world difference? Were they going to beat the Texans if they had Darnell Washington? No. But now, under another year under his belt, you bring in Mike McCarthy as the play caller. You add a new weapon in Michael Pittman. And yes, there are going to be plenty of plays where Aaron Rodgers has to get rid of the ball quickly because he has basically no mobility anymore because he's 42. That doesn't mean he can't be surgical. That doesn't mean the Steelers can't win double-digit games. That doesn't mean he can't be a better quarterback. I saw a lot of people today, wow, look at the steal the Dolphins got Malik Willis for now when you compare it to Aaron Rodgers at 42. I promise you, and I like Malik Willis, Brad, and we both like Malik Willis and what the Dolphins did in signing him. I promise you, if you put Aaron Rodgers and Malik Willis in the same exact offenses, Aaron Rodgers would do a better job. At 42, going on 43, he'd still be better. And I think he's better than Jacoby Brissett, and you and me are going to go at it all season long until the numbers prove it themselves. I still think Aaron Rodgers is at worst the 16th best quarterback in football. He's right in the middle. He is right in the middle. And he gave the Steelers a playoff game last year, and he can freaking do it again.
Yeah, I'm going to vehemently disagree that he's the 16th best quarterback at this juncture in his career in the NFL. I've got a list here. I'm just going to pull it up of fantasy rankings to give you an idea of some guys I like a little bit better. And again, I'm taking this from a numbers nerd point of view. You know, Rodgers may be psychologically, mentally higher up there. He's definitely top 10 in that category, but his body ain't cashing all the checks at this point. He still throws with a decent amount of velocity off the hand, but he was a guy that was highly accurate inside the red zone last year. He was number 8 in red zone completion percentage last season, but he was outside of the top 15 overall in adjusted completion percentage. Here, who is I would take through a statistical lens ahead of Aaron Rodgers this year. And Pat, I'm going to toss it up to you and see if you disagree on these. I will go toe-to-toe. I know where you stand. I'll take Malik Willis all day long. Yes, even more dire options to throw the rock to on South Beach over Aaron Rodgers. They go best in numbers speak-wise. What about Sam Darnold of the Seattle Seahawks? Who do you think is going to have a better statistical season if you can guarantee 17 games, Aaron Rodgers or the reigning Super Bowl champ?
Darnold.
Ah, now you're a wise man. I would also take Darnold. By the way, he is quarterback 22 right now in average fantasy drafts. What about Kyler Murray, assuming that he gets a starting gig for the Minnesota Vikings, or Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, you know how I feel about Kyler Murray. I think he's a waste of talent, a waste of space. So I'm going with Rodgers.
I'm going to go with Kyler Murray. The artist formerly known as a dachshund of the desert's got to be working those little legs like a corgi now in Minnesota. Last one, C.J. Stroud or Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, if it's just for this season, I'd probably say tie. I mean, the way that C.J. Stroud has regressed the last couple of years.
No, you can't take a tie. You got to take a stand.
All right, I'll go Rodgers. I'll take Rodgers. For just this one season, I'm going Aaron Rodgers over C.J. Stroud. With how much he's regressed over the last couple of years, if you asked me 12 months ago, I'd probably say C.J. Stroud. If you asked me 24 months ago, I'd say definitely C.J. Stroud. Even Rodgers at 42 going on 43 with how his body's declining, I'd still take him over what the mental decline and the quarterback decline that we've seen from C.J. Stroud the last couple of years.
I actually take Aaron Rodgers in that dilemma as well, because the one downside, and it's a constant worry and has been the last two or three seasons, what will that offensive line look like in H-Town, man? They're nothing but Casper the Friendly Ghost up front.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. I just think that there are, you know, everybody's so quick. And again, Aaron Rodgers doesn't give you much to like him. And I don't blame people that don't like him. And personally, I'm not dying to be his friend. I'm not dying to get to know Aaron Rodgers or see, you know, to watch him have a great year. I just think that's what's going to happen. And I also, I don't know. Yeah, part of me maybe thinks that this is the last year we're going to see of a Hall of Fame quarterback who's one of the top 10 great quarterbacks of all time. And as is right up there in the record books for so many statistical categories already. And he's a four-time freaking MVP and he's a Super Bowl champion. And it's the last year we're going to watch him play football. And I think that sometimes, yes, we can't wait to usher guys that have dropped off or are washed up out the door. There's also sometimes when you're seeing one of the greatest players of all time or the greatest players of this century still do it at a halfway decent level with a defense last year that at best was middle of the pack. And something about me that's like, I don't go quietly into the night. Like I'm excited to watch one more year of Aaron Rodgers play football. And think about how many people said, oh, you're nuts. The Steelers have no chance. They're not making the playoffs. And they literally did it again. Despite you want to make fun of the Bengals. You want to say, oh, well, if Joe Burrow didn't get hurt. Oh, well, if Lamar Jackson didn't get hurt. If my aunt, you know what, then she'd be you my uncle. So enough about all the excuses as to how the Steelers made the playoffs last year. They did it. Rodgers stayed healthy. And if he stays healthy again, they're going to be a playoff team again. And I know that that's a large part because of the quarterback. Despite the deficiencies that he has, I'd still take him over half the league right now.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to take him over all the options already laid out. Again, you're very bearish on Kyler Murray. I'm far more bullish. I think he could rebound quite nicely in Minnesota. You know, Aaron Rodgers kind of has a LeBron-like, tendency to his game, right? He's a guy on the wrong side of 40, but still well above average in what he can do on the field. And in LeBron's case, obviously what he can do on the court. You saw it. This NBA postseason, him carrying the mail in points, rebounds, and assists with Luka sideline. And, of course, the Lakers got swept by OKC. And, you know, that's not going to be the mic drop of the final act in LeBron's career. This could be it for Rodgers. And you're right. This team is built to win. They should be 8 to 10 wins at a minimum. But, again, as I said before, this is a much improved division. Hell, even the Cleveland Browns may flirt with, say, 7 wins this season. And that's said stone sober. I'm not under the influence of anything. I think the Browns defensively going to be damn good. I think with the offensive upgrades they made, they're going to be quite competitive. It just all depends upon Deshaun Watson. Maybe they pull the plug and reinsert Shedeur Sanders under center. I think they're going to be respectable. And the rest of that division is going to be damn good. I mean, the Bengals arguably are going to have a top half defense, which they haven't had in seemingly like a decade, it feels like. And they have a top 5 offensive league led by the ultra handsome there, Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. And they got a great running game there, my guy, Chase Brown. And the Ravens are going to be the Ravens. So it's no guarantee. It's not a layup that the Steelers are going to make the postseason. Again, you and I firmly believe it. You're more bullish than I am. But at the same time, you're going to say slam on the gas with Aaron Rodgers. You feel he's still a top 20 quarterback. I say pump the brakes. He's not quite there. I know he's a big name. I know he's a guy who can get it done, especially inside the red zone. But he's not going to put up banner numbers by any stretch of the imagination here in the year of our football gods, 2026.
Yeah, here, I'll give you a prediction for Aaron Rodgers' numbers. This season here. Last year, in 16 games played, Aaron Rodgers had 3,322 yards, 24 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Thank you, Monty, by the way. If you're watching live on Twitter or on YouTube, you can see the graphic of Rodgers' numbers last year.